college actor, what's your next step? Out of college actor, are you famous yet? Out of college actor, why are you in the doms? Out of college actor, what's your backup? We don't know. Help.
And we're live.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh my god. Feel so nervous now.
I feel nervous.
Hi everyone.
Hello.
Welcome. Oh,
Nine?
Oh my god. I almost just called her Julia Roberts.
Julianne Moore.
Thank you.
Nine?
If you haven't seen Crazy Stupid Love, you're not gonna understand what we're doing.
True.
It's a good movie, though. Mm-hmm. Watch it.
Yeah.
Nine? Oh, man. All right. Well, here we are.
Yeah.
My God, guys. We're gonna be at 10 episodes tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. That was a lie. Next week. Mm-hmm. Wow. Seems like a lot.
It is. I think it's a good milestone.
We'll have hit the double digits.
It means we'll have been doing it for 10 weeks.
Oh, my. Don't break it down like that.
That's crazy.
That just reminds me 10 weeks of my life has already gone by.
That's true.
So let's just come back to the fact that it's only 9 weeks.
Nine. Yes.
I'm Spencer.
I'm Sarah.
In case you didn't know. Let's check in, man.
Yeah.
Who went first last time?
I have no idea. I think you did, and then okay. I did after.
Do you want to go first, or should I go first again?
I'll go first.
All right,
Why not? This week was like a roller coaster because working has been very exhausting for me. And, like, just sometimes those kids just push me to the edge. But the last 2 days were, like, not bad. And I accepted it, and it'll be okay, because it's giving me money to pay for my life.
Boom.
I also started musical rehearsals for The Little Women.
Little Women!
And that's been fun. So, like, we've been singing. Kind of nervous, because my character's range is a bit not mine. But it'll be fine. Like, we've got 2 months to practice, so I'll be okay. Like, I'm hitting the notes. It just doesn't sound how I want it to sound yet, but it's not bad. Mm. And yesterday, so Camille and I saw Tash Sultana, who's this artist, and they...
Oh, the one you said that looks like? That I look that, like?
Yeah, that you look like. Absolutely. They look exactly like Spencer.
Oh!
And, we saw them in concert. They're non-binary. And
they pronouns.
Yeah, they prefer they pronouns. And they play like about 20 instruments. And so like they'll start off playing the guitar and they'll like put it on a loop and stuff. And so they have all the pedals and stuff.
They do the machine thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
They'd play like percussion and they took out a mandolin, a trumpet. And then they also beatbox. And then they played the little flute, the little piped flute. It's like a little, like Peter Pan flute.
I think it's just called a pan flute.
A pan flute. Yeah. They played the pan flute.
Someone in the comments help.
True. Someone has to know. They played that while beatboxing at the same time. It was so good. Like, I don't even know. Just air control. I have no idea.
Air control.
They were so good. They wrote a song, it's called Pink Moon, and it's about mental health. And I bawled my eyes out throughout the entire song. I was just crying. I was like, oh my god. It was so good. And like they just put their whole heart and soul into everything they play, and you can just like vibe with them. It was really cool.
I love that.
So yeah. And then I just did yoga today, and that was good.
Woo!
Yeah. Goodbye. How about you? How you doing?
Oh, Sarah. I had the opposite week.
Oh, no.
My kids were great this week. I had them so much this week, but it's fine. They were pretty good. I'm finally getting the hang of it. Like, I'm I'm okay with laying down the law. I'm okay with not always being the friend. Sometimes I gotta be the alpha.
Hell yeah.
It's okay. They're kids. And then my last 2 days just sucked.
Oh, no.
I don't know. There was just, like, drama that, like, was, I don't want to say necessary, but it needed to be sifted through.
Mm,
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, nobody wants drama. There's some drama you cannot fucking avoid. You just, you gotta deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. I don't know. I was just watching The Greatest Showman, so now I'm in a good mood again.
Nice.
It's so good.
It is.
Like, part of me is like, is he exploiting these people? Like, what
that's
is
all
this?
I could think, like, of the entire time.
Yeah, like, I was like, ugh. It's like a good movie. Mm-hmm. If you didn't know, like, I guess the history about it, or like, some of the connotations of, you know, the context, I guess, it's a, I mean, it's still a really great film, but like, I feel like because of that history, I was always kind of like, I like this, but I feel bad for liking it. Like, it's, I don't know, it's weird. But I really liked it. So nice. I'm just going to be honest. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Cool.
That was my week.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, our topic today is we're talking about our actor resumes and then also, like, practical things, like living at home versus moving out and the, just the outside reality of an actor.
This is where it gets real.
Welcome.
We've been talking so abstract for the past 9 weeks. And now it's all reality.
Practical.
Yeah. I think we should talk about what we wish we had known, too, coming out of college. Like, what have we learned that, like, if you're in college right now,
take these
notes. Yeah, please help you.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Because when we were at school, we took auditioning.
Yeah.
And my personal opinion, I'm about to get on a soapbox, so if you skip through parts of this podcast, you don't want to hear me on this soapbox. Here we go. I think you should take some form of auditioning every single year as part of your acting curriculum. Yeah. Just because, like, one class to sum up how auditioning is gonna be is not enough.
Yeah.
And it was more of just, like, practicing auditioning.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, your audition for a, like, a movie is gonna be different than your audition for a commercial, which is different than your audition for a musical, which is, like, it goes on. And it's different between theaters and agencies. Like, it's not a one-size-fits-all.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, like, they taught us also, like, how to write your resume, how to do a cover letter, and, like, man, I don't know, there's just a lot to cover in terms of, like, real-world application.
True. Yeah.
I'm off my soapbox now. just throwing it out there.
And, like, for actor resumes, I mean, we were given a format that we all had to fit for Showcase.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, there are, like, main things that every resume should have, but not every resume is going to look the same.
Yeah.
Because we're all told different things.
Yeah. Yeah, that reminds me, for instance, of, like, a debate I saw earlier on Facebook, where it's, like, do you put, if you were ever an extra, do you put your extra work on there or not? Because, like, technically, it is experience with film and television.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you weren't a leading role.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're trying to get a leading role and that's the only experience you have, like, you know. So, like, that's the thing. Your resume is going to change all the time.
Yeah, it's not, like, a collection of everything you've ever done. It's, I don't even know. It's a here I am now, this moment.
It's your highlights. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Highlight reel.
Yeah. And it's, I was trying to find mine, but then I was really, I got a little lazy.
I'm just using my memory in my head of what mine looks like.
Okay. So let's just break this down.
Yeah.
First of all, an acting resume is very different from, like, a job resume.
True.
Like, they have similar goals, but they're not, they're definitely not written the same.
Yeah.
Let's start from the top.
You got your name in big font.
Yeah, big, normal font. Don't write your name in big. First of all, don't handwrite your resume. Type it out. And don't use crazy fancy font. Just make sure they can read your name.
Yeah.
It's at the top.
And then, I mean, mine has my email and phone number included.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have listed I don't know if I have my age on there, but I have my hair color, eye color.
And my height.
Height. I think I also may have added my weight. I'm not sure, but you don't have to put that.
Yeah, you don't. You for sure need your contact info right under your name.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I was just going to say, if you have a non-professional sounding email, you need to make one right now and make it your primary.
Or at least one that's people aren't going to mess up when they type.
Yeah. Simple. You can keep your other one, but make another email that's strictly professional, I feel like.
Yeah. Or something.
I feel like I definitely have my height on there, but I don't remember. I have my eye color, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I have something else on there, but I don't remember.
I don't know if my age is on there or not.
I don't think my age is on
there. Probably not. Because it doesn't matter what your age is.
Exactly.
It's just what you look like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Throwing it out there, too, if you're an actor with tattoos, you also do not have to disclose that on your resume.
No.
But they might ask you, and just be honest.
True.
Because if they really want to work with you, they will work around your tattoos. Yeah.
In the end, if they want to work with you, they'll make whatever you throw at them work.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but you don't have to disclose.
Yeah.
I think then it's like, is it school next?
No, it's just theater.
That's your training. I'm thinking of training. That's later.
Oh, yeah. It's theater.
Yeah.
Well, but the thing is, because we are theater actors, I think if you're in film, you'd have a film section first on top.
Yeah. I think it depends what audition you're going to. You know?
True. Like, man, do I have to make another?
That's what I was going to say. Oh. You might need, like, multiple copies of your resume.
Wow.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to audition for a film, then you need a resume that has your film section first, then your theater. Because, as has been explained to us in auditioning class, they are just skimming down.
Yeah.
They're not going to read every single piece of your resume.
Yeah.
But if they're like, wow, they have a huge film section, and look, they've had, like, a lead role most, like, or at least mostly supporting, that's all they're looking for. Like, do you have experience?
Yeah.
So you need to make sure that's going to catch their eye immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which... Like, right now, I'm really excited, because, like, on my resume, you have, like, the, it's the title of the show, your character.
Yeah, and where you did it.
And where you did it. And so all of mine used to be, like, Illinois State University, but now I'm, like, slowly, like, adding deleting an Illinois State one and then putting in the new company. I'm like, ooh, this is cool.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. You bring up a good point. You should... Now we've answered the question. It is necessary to always be updating your resume. Yeah. Don't print, like, 50 copies of your resume and hope you're going to use them all in a year. Like, because that's how you get better and better jobs, is you start building up.
For our resumes, for, like, the theater section, it's show your role and then where it's at.
I have seen some, though, where instead of, like, the role, the character name, it said, like, lead or supporting.
And I think that's more for film.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? You're right. Sorry. I fucked that up.
But we could also be wrong, because who knows?
Who knows?
Again, I think it's just everyone has something different.
I wonder if it's okay for theater, because, like, theater's pretty set.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming out with new plays all the fucking time, you know? Like, if you write Seussical, Maisie, people are gonna be like, I know what role that was, you know?
I guess I will say
I will always put my character name for a theater role.
Yeah. Because, like, if it wasn't a big role, like, if you were, like, a chorus member, you'd write chorus.
Yeah.
Because,
like, theater you can do over and over again, but film... is always new. It seems.
Mm-hmm.
I can stand to be corrected. Somebody stop me if I'm wrong.
This is the resume for an actor just getting out of college and no one else.
Newbies.
Yeah. Professionals are probably like, you're just
They're like,
wrong.
What are you doing? That's the other thing, too, is because the schooling, I think, of theater tends to stay the same for many years, it doesn't always update with what the current theater world is like. There will always be a learning curve coming out of school into the real world. Plus, like, directors are human beings and all human beings are different and they all want to see something different. So you're just gonna have to adapt as you go, but this is like a good base to start with, I think. Theater, film,
then it'll go into film
/ TV.
Yeah, or, like, web series, too.
Yeah. So I think that you would say... I'm trying to remember how I put mine.
I mean, mine's, like, title, and then I still put the character name, and then who directed it. But, like, mine are all student films, so, like, it's not... And they didn't, like, make it that big.
Okay. I agree. I think it should be title. I personally would put lead or supporting or something. Yeah,
that's smart. I should change mine.
Or just add it in if you have the space. That's yeah, your thing. It's all gotta true. It's all gotta be spaced correctly also.
Yeah, make it look but, nice.
Yeah. And then I think but yeah, since you have all student films, I think once you start doing like web series also or like indie films or whatever, then I think instead of who directed, I would change to what kind of film / TV it was.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Like this was a commercial. This was a web series.
Should have asked Camille about this. I think that's what's on his resume. I'm asking.
I'm going off of also what Jenna Fisher has written in her book. Yeah.
True.
So, yeah.
Good old Jenna Fisher.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then after that,
Is training. Yes. Yeah. So, for instance, for us, we put, like, movement, and then parentheses, and then whoever... You took a movement class with us. So for us, it was Paul Denhardt at Illinois State University. Yeah. And then if it was, like, you took unarmed combat, if you took voice, if you have had vocal training, like, school stuff. Yeah. But not, like, I went to school at Illinois State University. No. Put, like, your...
Acting training.
Acting training, yeah.
So you did, like, an improv class or, like, did a dance class.
Mm-hmm.
But then also under that section, I think that's where you put if you went to school and got a degree, that's where you say, like, a BA or
But you don't have to say, like, I took this class at this place, blah, blah, blah. Correct. No, just put what class you've taken, who taught you.
Yeah.
And then underneath all that, put where you got your degree.
Yeah. And it's really cool when you do that, because it finally happened, because, like, you, like, kind of wait for to, like, audition for someone, they recognize a teacher's name like
exactly.
that. And that happened, I auditioned once. For a company, and this lady recognized Paul Denhardt because they went to school together, I think, when they were, like, 20.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was like, he's a great dancer. And I was like, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know what else to say. But it was funny that they, like, recognized him. And then that starts conversation, which opens you up more as a human to whoever you're auditioning for.
Yeah, exactly. I would say, too, if you took an on-camera class, always put that on there.
Yeah.
I remember that being something huge from Jenna's book, where she was like, people want to see that you were at least, if even if you haven't had experience, you've been trained to be on camera.
True.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you gotta make sure you're putting, like, like, classes are more general, because then under that is special skills.
Yes.
So don't be like, I took, like, circus training from this person. Like, I feel like that's more of a special skill. Like, I have this amazing skill that I did in the circus kind of deal. Like, I don't know if you necessarily put that in a training.
Maybe. Or it would be, like, clown training, I think.
Oh, I guess clown training, yeah. But I'm saying, like, if you're going to put, like trapeze artist, like, don't put that in your, like...
Yeah. Oh, you also list, like, master classes as well.
Yes, if you took a master class.
Put that in training. Because that, if it's, like, a big name and stuff, that also...
Put, like, master class. Do you have to specify what kind of class it was?
I didn't.
I don't remember.
I think it's just master class.
I think I put master class and then, name. Like, Francois Baptiste is who I did. Yeah. So you just put your... like master class and then the name of the person who taught it cool. And then special skills,
which is anything like instruments you play. You can put your at the top, that's what we forgot, at the top by your name and stuff.
Oh, your voice range. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah,
but yeah, special skills. And it can be like anything. Like, I remember Lori Adams being like, if you drive stick shift, put that into your special skills. She said this girl was able to balance anything on her face, and she put that in her special skills list.
Yeah, it's like,
Jack has, like, can make realistic vomiting noises in his special skills.
I have, because, like, what I was taught at I did, like, a musical theater camp, and they talk about resumes, and it was, like, all things you could do, like, instrument, sports, whatever, but then, like, near the end... make something, like, weird or something that'll stand out that makes you unique. So, like, me, I have a mediocre Cher impression.
Oh, my God. I think I have, like, baby voice on there. if you're doing, for people who are, like, certified in certain stage combats, on the back of your certification, it usually says, like, what you have to put, like, a specific... thing on your resume, like a specific phrase. So, like, in my special skills, it says, like, recommended pass in unarmed combat, SAFD, or something like that, and then the year. Like, you have to put something specific. So, if you got certified in something and you're gonna put that in special skills, make sure you put what you're supposed to put down there.
True.
Yeah. I don't, yeah.
Yeah. That's the resume.
Yeah. But also, I was just going to say also, like, but you can also put normal things like, I play the ukulele down there or whatever.
And I'd put, like, for me, I put, like, the years of experience, too.
Yeah, that's smart.
Or, like, if you speak a different language, like, mm-hmm. I have Spanish speaking, reading, writing skills, but then I say, like, I've known it for 8 years, and so, like, I'm, like, intermediate.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just, like, think of what makes, what unique skills do you have. That's also, I think, like, also, never lie about them on your resume. You would think this is common sense, but I'm sure that we know people who made stuff up and put it on there, and they're gonna have to be forced to prove that they can do what's on there. Don't put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Very true.
I just couldn't even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Also, that's unsafe. Yeah. You know? What if you put, like, oh, yeah, I know. I was trained in, like, karate for millions of years, and you, like, have never, ever taken a single karate class in your life. That's so unsafe.
That's why I put mediocre share impression, because I don't want to be held accountable if it's not really a share impression. It's mediocre.
Oh, my God.
I make the attempt, at least.
Good job, Sam. See, that's an honest actor right there. Oh, my God.
Lowering expectations.
Yeah. But also use it as, like, an opportunity to, like, expand yourself.
Yeah.
Cultivate skills.
True.
And if you're learning it still, I wouldn't put it on there. Like, I'm teaching myself harmonica right now, but I'm not gonna run and put harmonica on there. True. You know? Yeah. Like, just because you're like, I started... Oh, I put Cat Knows How to Play Cat's Cradle on there.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had to learn that for a show.
Yeah.
So now I'm, like, perfect.
That's fun, too, is like you learn skills while doing a show, and then you can just put it on there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's a resume.
Yeah. I would say, yeah, definitely keep multiple versions of the resume.
Yeah, basically, because we had to print a bunch of copies for Showcase, but you don't want to overprint, because if you get cast in something, you have to change it again.
Exactly. And for anybody who listens and doesn't know what Showcase is, it's like, it's, no, I wasn't calling you
no,
out.
No, 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 that's, like, that's a good...
I was trying to be like, God, good Sarah.
Jesus Christ. Nobody knows what you're talking about Showcase. It's over.
We are past it, okay? Oh my God. But no, it's this thing, I'm sure many schools do it.
Yeah.
But at ISU, it was basically like, I actually don't know how to describe it's what it is. It is
graduating senior students perform for, like, for us it was companies in Chicago, like agents and theater companies.
Yeah, they, like, come to the theater. We've designed, like, a whole set list of who's doing what.
Yeah.
Some people might just do a monologue. Some people are doing scenes.
And songs.
Blah, blah. Yeah. It's just a showcase, like, hey, these are the actors that are coming out of ISU going to Chicago. Yes. Like, is anybody interested kind of deal.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, for Showcase, so then we had to print all these headshots and all these resumes for all of these theaters and agencies and agents.
Yep.
And
we have a lot of extra.
Exactly. Which is great to have a lot of extra headshots.
True.
Because,
yeah.
I feel like as actors, you don't really change your appearance, like, super much.
Yeah. It's enough to stick with for a while.
Yeah. Like, but with resumes, it's a little different.
Yeah. Those are changing. For a while, I realized that I had my vocal range written incorrectly.
Oh, my God.
I got real specific with, like, the...
Like, you were, like, mezzo-soprano.
Well, I used to say mezzo-soprano is a thing.
Perfect.
I used to say mezzo-alto, which is apparently not a thing, and I went, oh, no. So I had to fix that, and then, like, on the piano keys, each key is, like, assigned a number to each mm-hmm. letter, so I was trying to get real specific and be like, oh, I'm a E6 to a D7, and... But that's not, it wasn't correct. And I was like, oh no. So I had to fix it real quick. Because otherwise, I don't want people thinking I could sing higher than I can. Because I can't do it.
Oh, I just always go a little lower than I think.
Me too.
I cannot. I know I'm not a soprano.
Everyone tells me I'm a soprano. But like, I've not ever built up that ability. And I'm okay. I have no desire to sing high. I just don't. I like it low. I like feeling it in my chest.
Yeah. I could understand why people think... I mean, I thought you were soprano until this very moment.
Oh. That's funny. I think my voice just maybe sounds soft or something, so it makes it sound higher. I have no idea.
Well, it sounds like the... Because it sounds like you have a belt.
Yeah.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you belt, it's... You're right. Because of the regular pitch of your voice.
Yeah.
When you belt, it sounds like you are hitting really high notes. Gotcha. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, when I belt, I sound just like... an alto.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. Yeah.
Like, adds
that to
does it.
Make sense. Huh. Tricky. I'm tricking people. Tricking a little people. Trickster.
Oh my god.
It's misleading.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So, do you want to talk about our new experiences with maybe moving world. Out?
And... Yeah. So you're gonna need a resume. You're gonna need a headshot.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna need a plan.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah, what are you gonna do, friends?
Yeah. Like, we both moved back home.
Which I enjoy.
For a while, I did not. Now I'm like, well, now I'm not home. But I... but I enjoy coming back home. And,
yeah.
Like, it was... It's not as horrendous as it feels at first to be like, oh, I'm back home and I gotta go somewhere. It's like, it's actually okay. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
I just like being at home. Like, I guess I'm like... I'm taken care of. I don't have to buy my groceries anymore. Like, laundry's free. Like, I guess that. Well, and I'm very much like a family person. I like being like, not that like I'm saying other people aren't, but like,
yeah.
I like being around my family. Like, I enjoy that. So I was like, I'm not really in a hurry to go, but like, also, like, I need to get started on this acting thing because I know I'm going to be at it for a couple of years before I like get where I want to be. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's an example of a plan? Should we just give them ours?
Yeah.
Don't steal it.
Well, we're
all going to do the same thing anyway.
We can talk about how our plans have changed.
Yeah.
Because we first started our plan, at least by the end of the year, was that it was three of us, and we were going to move in September.
Oh, yeah.
That was our original plan.
I totally forgot that was even the original plan.
We were going to work summer jobs and then move in September.
In September, yeah.
And then that... I didn't feel secure in my financial...
neither did I. I mean, place. I still don't, but it's better now.
And yeah, so we pushed it back. We got pushed back to, like, between October and December.
Yeah.
And now we're moving in December. Is
hopefully.
The plan.
Yeah.
I'm just putting into universe.
I know. I just feel weird because I have that seasonal job now that's only in December. But it's gonna be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's the two of us.
Yeah, our third, stuff was going on with our third.
Yeah.
So she had to step back, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
We get it. It's, you know, life.
Hell yeah, and she's still in Chicago anyway, so
we're
just moving closer to her, so.
So then the plan became, all right, Sarah, it's you and me.
Mm-hmm.
What are we gonna do? I started watching Jenna Marbles again, and that's why I feel like I'm doing this. Because that's how she talks sometimes.
Incredible.
It's, like, rubbing off on me. I'm such a parrot. So, I'm not trying to make fun of anyone. I've just got a lot of Jenna Marbles in me right now. Oh, gosh. But, yeah. So, the plan was, like, we'll move after the holidays, or during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Because, surprisingly, apparently, that's when you find a lot of great places for... like, decent prices, because everybody's lease is ending.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get people in apartments and blah, 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 so.
Yeah, that's what we were told.
Well, yeah.
And we've started our apartment search.
Exactly.
We visited three apartments on Thursday.
Yeah.
Never
mind. I need a second. Everything stopped working at once.
Okay.
You keep going.
So, like, where we're at right now is that, like, we still are open to doing a 3-bedroom apartment, but we're also maybe looking at 2,
because
now we have to find a roommate, and so, but like, it's kind of hard to find a 2...
in our price range.
A 2-bedroom in our price range, but, yeah, so we're looking for a third roommate, so if you know someone that needs a place to live
in December... We trust you guys.
Tell them to message us. And
yeah, please let us know.
Yeah. We'd love a third roommate.
Yeah. So, if you're gonna start moving somewhere, anywhere, at least for Chicago, I think a lot of it is dependent on area.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, Chicago, I love ya, but there's a lot going on. There are a lot of, like, dangerous parts of the city that you have to be wary of. So, like, if, for instance, if you're going to be moving to Chicago to start your acting and whatnot, you should do your research about where to look for apartments. I'll just throw out a couple of my fave places. Yeah. Probably not going to live here because they're a little expensive, but I love Ravenswood.
Yeah.
I love Lakeview.
Mm-hmm.
I love Logan Square. And I like Rogers Park. Yeah. It's kind of far away. It's very far north.
Well, those, the neighborhoods get iffy around Rogers Park.
But exactly. More and more but it's kind of, I still like that area. It's very residential. It's too expensive to live downtown, so don't put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
Don't go there. Aim for more residential.
Yeah. Actually, I worked a shift yesterday in Roscoe Village.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most beautiful and, like, comforting, like, people smiled at me. Just, like, they were outside raking leaves, and they, like, smiled and waved, and I was like,
what the hell?
It was a beautiful place. And there was a place up for rent, and then I was like, oh, it's in our budget, but it was a 2-bedroom, so it was out of our budget.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. So, like, for instance, Sarah and I were, like, $1,800 for everybody in a 3-bedroom. So that's, like, no higher than paying $600 per person if you're doing a 3.
Which is pretty cheap. Yeah. But also, we're college students. But doable.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, if you're gonna just have 2 people and you're like, let's have a high budget of $1,800, like, that's a lot for just 2 people. Split it half! I don't even want to do the math. So, like, you gotta know, what are you willing?
Yeah, how much, it's like, how much money are you gonna be able to make and sustain to continue to pay rent?
Yeah, and keep in mind that, like, that might be your budget, but some apartments will include certain utilities, some won't be, so, like, how much are you willing to, like, compromise on that? Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's finding, like, what your priorities are,
mm-hmm.
like, you gotta find, if you have a car, you wanna have street parking or,
a cheap parking spot.
Yeah, it's parking spots, which tend to cost
a lot.
A lot of money. Like, typically over $100 a month, which is
The norm.
A lot.
Yeah.
Or you wanna find a place that's close to, trains. Also, bus stops. There are a lot of bus stops that'll take you where you need to go.
Yeah. But even if you do have a car, having, like, a nearby bus stop or, like, stop is like still I feel like important.
Very true.
Just in case. But just know what you want. Like, for instance, Sarah and I lived in a garden apartment for 2 years in college. Some people are okay with doing that in the city. Mm-hmm. I'm not okay with doing it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, I just cannot deal with garden apartments anymore.
Yeah, those days are gone.
Yeah, donezo. Yeah, like, how important is a dishwasher to you? Like,
Or laundry,
yeah. How important is, you have to figure out your priorities. Camille said something when he was on this where it was like, I'd rather be 1 in 1 million than 1 in 5 million.
Oh.
Something like that, which I felt was very true. He was talking about, like, moving out to LA.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's the same for Chicago.
Yeah.
Like, don't just be like, as soon as I'm out of school, no matter what money I have, I'm just gonna go and struggle and it's fine. Like, no, if you're gonna, like, cultivate yourself, take classes, build up your money and stuff like that, like, that's fine too. Like, try to set yourself up as much as you can.
Yeah, do what you gotta do. I mean, it just depends on, like, your situation, what your priorities are, but I feel like it just, in the end, if you want it to make it work, it's gonna work.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be hard, but, like, you make it work because you want it.
It all has to work out somehow.
Yeah.
Some way.
Because you're still alive.
Yeah.
And if not, then...
If you're not alive...
Sorry, I was about to take a dark turn. if it doesn't work out, then and then you die. Well, then you don't care about anything else, so...
Ow.
Sorry.
My God, Sarah. This is supposed to be encouraging.
Sorry. It is kind of encouraging.
Girl. Oh my God. I don't know why I'm surprised. We've gone dark before.
Yeah, it's I always take that turn. Whoops.
Are you alright?
I think so.
Okay.
I just don't.
That's so checkered.
Yeah, I'm okay. That could be hard, but living it.
I mean, it's true. Life is fucking hard. Yeah. Like, there are hard bits to it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying set yourself up for success if you can.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so rough.
Yeah. And it's hard to, like, I guess, like, especially when you're in that college community,
mm-hmm.
there's very much, like, you're seeing what other people are doing, and, like, everyone kind of follows the same kind of path
yeah.
in their own way. But once you graduate, you can literally, it's, what's important is you're doing what's best for you, and mm-hmm. not what you see other people doing.
Yeah. And it's okay if that changes.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like there have been a lot of moments just in my short 22 years of life where I'll be like, this is not how I pictured things would be.
True.
Or this is not who I thought I was gonna end up being.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you just gotta accept yourself for what you can accept, and things change all the time.
True.
So, it's gonna be okay. If you don't have it figured out,
yeah.
none of us do. That's, nobody does.
Like, right now I know that, like, for me moving and with what my work and stuff, I know I will be okay to mm-hmm. pay rent for a little bit. But once school gets out for me, we don't have, like, regular daily stuff. So I'm like, who knows what's gonna happen?
Oh, because your job's kind of, like,
it's based quotation
marks seasonal as well.
Kind of, yeah. So, like, and I think they'll have summer stuff, but, like, I haven't talked about it. But, like, I still have so much savings saved up that I know I'll be okay
mm-hmm.
through the summer. But it's, like, everything's always up in the air, and it's okay. It's okay to not have, like, 10 years of your life planned out, because it's going to change.
I don't even have 10 days of my life planned out. I'm going to be honest. I'm
trying to do that, and it's hard.
I'm just like, hey, I have a pretty good seasonal job this month coming up, and yeah. it'll maybe pay the first 3 months of rent, and then we'll see.
And that's, I think it's a good thing to do, is to, like, taking that step into the unknown and just sitting with
it'll
it.
It'll motivate,
like,
me.
Yeah, it's like, you don't know what's going to happen, but that's okay. And, like, being
yeah.
comfortable in that unknown and uneasiness.
Well, I think this is the only benefit to me being a procrastinator. I'll throw this out. Procrastination has no benefits, but for me, this is the only one. I know when I get in the city, I'll be, like, in that mode you're, like, in where your essay's due tomorrow and you didn't write it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the mode I live in constantly. So when I get to the city, I'll be like, all right, rent's due tomorrow. How we doing it? Like, I need a job now. And, like, I'll be forced to get a job. And then I'll be like, now I'm here in the city. I have all these opportunities. I gotta act. And then I'll start, like,
yeah.
you know, not to say, like, I need an excuse to get started. I should just be motivated.
Yeah.
But I know myself, and I know, like, that's just, like, the way it's gonna go for a little
yeah.
bit. So, like, I don't know. I feel like once I get there, I'll be like, I'm stressed, but that's making me better right now.
And that's okay.
God, exactly.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. So just, I don't know. Take your time.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out what you're gonna do.
Yeah, don't feel the need to rush into things.
Yeah. Life is short, but, like, you also have so much time at
yeah.
the same time.
As long as you're doing what you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Or finding an aspect, like, for me, work can be tough, but also I'm like, it allows me to do other things that I enjoy.
Yeah.
And that's what's important, is as long as you're being fulfilled in some way.
Yes. It's like, it ties in with creative outlets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing. And I guess for people not in the theater world, this all applies as well. I mean,
yeah.
we can talk about regular job resumes another day.
Yeah.
But it still applies. Like, no, at least have an idea for, like, the next couple of, like, months. You don't have to be like, where do I want to be in 10 years?
Yeah.
Because that's 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Like, yeah.
It's gonna be alright.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
True.
True. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. Hopefully.
Yeah.
This
made
helped.
Time. Yeah.
I don't know. At least that's what we're doing. So hit us up if you need some roommates.
Yeah, we're looking for one roommate.
We got some cool apartments. We actually are going to look at a really awesome apartment tomorrow.
Yeah.
It literally checks all my boxes.
It's, like, it's so nice and so, like, under budget that, like, I don't believe it's real.
I know.
And, but, like, I, like, or, like, we've already claimed it. Like,
I know, we keep saying, like, okay, we're going to go see our apartment tomorrow. Our apartment. It's, like,
slower rolls
yeah.
a little, but
so if you're nice, if we know ya,
and you're clean. I got OCD, so I need some order and structure.
Oh my god.
But yeah,
We'll see.
If you know anyone moving, yeah.
Now accepting applications.
Yeah. Message us. Send us an email.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're having a... I think we're having a friend with us next week.
Yeah.
We'll keep a little on the down low, just in case. But
yeah,
we're going to potentially have a good friend of ours come on next week. Another perspective.
Little guest speaker, yeah.
Yeah, about out-of-college work.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how your degree translates and whatnot, so.
Yeah, and because he's been... He graduated...
Oh, man.
A little bit... Maybe two years before us?
Yeah, I think 2 years before we did.
Yeah, so he's got some time out of college, so we're going to hear from his perspective and journey.
Exactly, so it'll be, yeah, it'll be nice to have another perspective. Oh my god. All right, so let's check you out.
Yeah.
A good thing. I don't know if you think of one shout out.
Yesterday after the concert, Camille and I went to a Mexican restaurant, and I had the best cheese I've ever had in my life.
Oh, where?
I don't know what it was called. It's off of, it's right by Aragon Ball, next to the Green Mill Bar.
Okay.
And, I just got, it was queso fundido, and it's just basically, it was like a four-layered Chihuahua cheese, mm-hmm. queso, melted with, meat in it. And then they gave me tortillas, and you just put the cheese on it. It was, like, the cheese was so good. And I couldn't even eat it all because it was so filling, so I only had two, and, like, there was so much cheese left, and I was like, I need to eat this, but I can't. And it was just...
cheese.
It was the best cheese I've ever had. Oh my gosh. Cheese.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that was good.
I would just say... I'm going to use what I used in check-in. I was watching The Greatest Showman right before this. Mm. I have not actually sat down and, like, watched a movie in so long.
Yeah.
And, like, I do enjoy it. I get that there's a bad history there, but it's... I can't deny it's a good film. Plus, I love the music.
That's good.
So good. So that was, like... That was a nice
little
thing after a couple of bad days.
Fun.
All right, well, I guess we'll see you next week for Double Digits.
Also,
are you going to say Enemy of the People?
Yeah, happy opening to Enemy of the People.
Nate Sudigay!
Yeah.
My friend Nate Sudigay is in it.
Happy opening to the Free Stage Festival.
Yeah, Tree weekend. Fall opened.
There's so
Cabaret.
Many.
Cabaret. Oh, God, we're really sorry.
I can't remember
them all, but...
Do great things. I wish I could have come down to see
it,
too.
I know, me too. I'm really sorry. But
maybe next. Yeah.
I just want to throw out too, because I forgot I didn't get a chance to say. I saw Curious Incident of the Dog.
Yes.
At nighttime.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
Right.
I really enjoyed it. So great job. It was like, oh my god, it's phenomenal. The way they use like music and movement. I don't have words. It was so good.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Do great things.
Do it. Do what makes your heart sore.
Do what makes your heart sore.
Bye.
Bye.